First of all, I pay my innumerable prostrate humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudev. Nityalila Pravishom Vishnupad Ashtakar Shatasi Srimad Bhakti Daita Madhava Goswami Maharaj. The absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His grace incarnate, I pray for His causeless mercy to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrate obeisances to the lotus feet of the most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present. I was outside Calcutta for some days because I had to participate in the function in Mumbai for 10 days, annual function, and on the occasion of the centennial function of our most revered Gurudev. There was big Sankirtan procession also. And also one function there in IIT where I had to speak in English. And I had been to Kochi. There also I had to speak in 3 meetings in English. In one meeting on in Hindi. And after that there was also Sankirtan procession there also. It was the first time I had been to Kochi, never before, because of the centennial function. We organized the big function there. And I returned here on the 11th. And immediately I had been to another place near Calcutta, Jashramath Jagannath Temple, annual function. And from there I returned here on the 14th. So I had the occasion now to see you here. Now I have been asked to speak on the questions. The question here. This is whose question? Rapiho. I think it is Madan Gopal's question. He, previously, I think, when I was in the function here, video conference, last time, I couldn't speak on this subject because of the want of time. Here the question is like this. There are many forms of devotion given in the scriptures and by the sadhus. But again, it is told, if these are done with false ego, these will be only karma, and this can produce only temporary benefits. How can we condition souls perform those devotional forms without being entangled in karma activities? That is to say, with our real spiritual ego. This is the question. There are many forms of devotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has taught us five principal divisions. Sadhu Sangha, association of bona fide sadhus. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, chanting of the holy name. Bhagavat Sravan, hearing of Bhagavat. Mathura Bhash, to remain in transcendental realm, in the realm of Mathura where Krishna's pastimes are there, and worship of deities. But in Srimad Bhagavat, Prahlad Maharaj said nine forms of devotion. You will find in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 64 kinds of devotion. In Tantra Shastra, in Puran, you will find 1000 forms of devotion. And our Param Gurupad Padma, the founder of Sri Chaitanya, worldwide Sri Chaitanya Math, Gauri Math organization, Nitya Vishwam Vishwas in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, while explaining the first verse of Sikkhastra, he said, not only five or nine forms, there are infinite number of devotional forms. How? Infinite number of devotional forms. He is an ordinary man, the personal associate of Sri Krishna. How it can be infinite number? Take for instance 64 kinds of devotional forms. You have got some knowledge of mathematics. There you will find that in trigonometry you will find one 0.002% one devotion, another 0.021, another 1.0, 2.1, 2.00, like that. It will be one form of devotion. In this way, it may be innumerable, countless number of devotional forms. Like that. by taking percentages of sum 0.000021, 0.000010. Innumerable forms of devotions are there. But what is the question here? Sadhus do not say anything without the evidence of scripture, without the evidence of the sayings of Supreme Lord. That is called scripture. Sadhus always they submit to the will of Supreme Lord. How to satisfy Krishna? But that is according to the scriptural injunction they do. But it may be there may be infinite number of devotion if you take the original devotional forms and in percentage. But again it is told that these are done with false ego. If these devotions, devotional forms we do with false ego, then that will be karma. You will get not eternal material benefit. You may get. But if you do it offense, then even that material benefit will not, you will not get. You commit offense to Supreme Lord, all his personalities. If there is no offense, but other desires are there, when there is false ego, the false desires. If I think I am this body, bodily interests are mine, then I have to think of my bodily interests. And bodily interest others, non-literal interest. And that interest, if it is fulfilled, then I shall be happy. But it will give temporary relief. But if you commit to offense, that relief also you will not get. And this can produce only temporary benefits. Already it is said here. Now the question is, how can we condition souls perform those devotional forms without being entangled in karma? And entanglement of karma is due to the false ego. For that is it is saying, that is to say, if you are, so that we can do all these devotional forms with real spiritual ego. How we can do it? The conditioned souls? That is the question. Here, you see, in this, in Indian scriptures, in Vedas, all everywhere you will find, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most beneficial form of Godhead. But he appears only in one day of Brahma. One day of Brahma, the span of Brahma's day, you cannot calculate mathematically. Already you have heard, I do not want to repeat this. Beyond the calculation of our human beings, Brahma's one day. In one day, there are manvantars, 71 manvantars. Hey, 71 14 months and 1 month. and 71 times Chaturjug. 71 times of Chaturjug. Chaturjug means Sapta Tritra Dapar Koli. Sapta Tritra Dapar Koli, if it is multiplied by 71, that will be span of life one Manu. Now at the present, this Manantara is known as this Manantara. Seventh Manantara. Bhavishyata Manantara. And in the 28th Chaturjug, 28th Chaturjug means 28 four edges. Sapta Tetra Dapar Koli, four eras. If we add, it will be now 43,20,000. 43 lakhs, so what does that mean? 4 millions. 32,000. 320,000. Now in Chaturjug. In this Chaturjug, 28th Chaturjug, four eras. In Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Before that, in Dapar Yuga, Nandana Krishna appeared. Not in all Dapar Yuga. Original Bhagavan, Nandana Krishna appeared only in 28th Chaturjuga, in Dapar Yuga, earlier to this. But he had his pastimes with his own personal aspirations. He did not give that brother prem to anybody. But after that, in this Kali Yuga, in which we are born, we are so lucky that Nandanandana Krishna, taking the form and made mode of worship of Radharani, appeared here as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. To distribute that very rare, you cannot think about this. In every yuga, Vishnu appeared to introduce yuga dharma. In Sattva yuga, meditation yuga dharma. Treta yuga, oblation. Dapar yuga, worship of deities. And in Kali Yuga, Nam Sankirtan, only Vishnu introduced this. And in this Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced Nam Sankirtan, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says, Amabina Annare Braja Prem Dite, nobody can give Braja Prem without me. My partial manifestation Vishnu can introduce Nam Sankirtan. But he cannot give Radha Krishna Prem, the highest Prem, Gopi Prem, he cannot give. But he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to distribute that Prem to all irrespective of caste, creed and religion. In this original. Brahmas in one day, you cannot count it, you cannot calculate it, beyond calculation. Now 28th Chaturjuga is going on. And it is not even half of Manu. So 14 Manu's pair of time is in one day of Brahma. Think it. Now in the seventh Manantar, we are born here, we are very fortunate that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared only 500 some years back, and we could go to the place of pastimes and advent place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Simayapur Dham. We have got this opportunity. And he has given order to his personal associates to distribute this prem to all irrespective of caste and creed. Only in this Kali Yuga, not in another Kali Yuga. So see, you have to think how fortunate you are. Now, Mahamantra has got special significance. There is Mahamantra in every yuga. But the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, this has got special significance. In other Kaliyuga, that significance is absent. According to your eligibility, they will get and Vishnu will introduce. But here, original Vishnu, original Bhagavan, Nandanandan Sri Krishna, taking the form and complexion, or complexion, and Madhavasi or Radharani appeared here to distribute them to all. So, you are so fortunate. Highest Krishna prem, highest Krishna to all. And we are born in that. It will not be given in other Manantar, in other yugas, in the Manantar, only in the 7th Manantar, 28th Chaturyuga, not in other Chaturyuga. Think about not in distance. And you see, because there it is then, how we can get the knowledge of the spiritual ego. Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personal associates. There is a dark era. No one could understand the significance of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing the plight of the world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his own person. I went there and I wanted to distribute it to all. I rescued jungle beasts also, giving this mantra. By uttering the mantra, I rescued jungle beasts, birds, etc. Now he could understand my teaching. So he sent his own person, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktivedanta Rajagoswami. They are ordinary persons, personal associates. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in his writing, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kuri Sapasa Shivadam Sahabhatani Atanta Dullo Aprem Kuri Varadan Sitaya Saranagati Bhagatera Pran. In Bengali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this Kali Yuga out of compassion for seeing the condition of the conditioned souls of this world. He appeared out of compassion for them, for the enslaved jivas of this world. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kuri Sapasada, with his personal associates and transcendental realm appeared. Navadvip Dham, he appeared to bestow the highest prem, gopi prem, to all. But, he said, I have come to give it to all, without any restriction, without discrimination. But you must submit to me. Otherwise, how can I give? We can get the grace when we shall have the submission. Then we can get the grace. The water flows downwards. Water flows not upwards. Like that, grace will flow downwards. If you do not submit, then you will not get the grace. So your duty is to submit to me. Sikhaya Saranagati. I am teaching you Saranagati. What is the Saranagati? Dhanva Atmanivedan Gopkritya Varan. You should not really have any kind of mundane ego. There should be any vanity. Any kind of vanity, if there is, then you are not submitting to something. You are not taking something. Your mind will be disturbed. How will you not attract them? You will have other ulterior desires. If there is any obstruction to them, you will be disturbed. You cannot attract them. You cannot partner for them. First, dhanna, there should be humbleness. I am not of this world. I am not of this Brahmanda, universe. In by feeling that I am not of this world, by that you will not get division. You will think, I am not of this world, humbleness, Atmanivedan, I am of Krishna. Krishna's absolute counterpart, Guru. I am of him. I am of Krishna, Krishna's devotee. After that, whatever you will do, that will be bhakti, not before that. Dhanna Atmanivedan, Gopritya Varan. And you have to accept Supreme Lord as Gopta, as sustainer, maintainer. He is maintaining your body, he is maintaining your subtle body, astral body, he is maintaining your Atma, giving prem to Atma, not any other person. He may give that to some devotees, but actually he is giving. For that is me. He is the sustainer. You should have such belief. Nobody on earth is sustaining me. Parents should sustain the children. No. That is not the fact. My sir will sustain me. No. No living being in this world can sustain us. You should have firm belief in this. He is the only sustainer. And he is the only protector. From outside difficulties, from inside difficulties are the foes. All the foes are inside. Kaam, krodh, lobha, moha. Kaam means lust, desire for enjoyment. When there is obstruction to that, then there is anger. Kaam, krodh, lobha, greediness, moha, infatuation. Mother, Maswada, there should not be any vanity. And also, there should not be any kind of hostile mental to anybody. Then there will be no Saranagati. He is the only sustainer and maintainer. He is the only protector. There should be any malice for anybody. He will protect. He will protect us from these six old foes. And he will protect us from inside foes and outside foes. He is the only sustainer and maintainer. Sustainer, maintainer or protector. And you have to accept those commandments, those positive assertions, those forms of devotion which is satisfied. And we have to give up those which has been prohibited. All prohibition we have to give up. Negative assertion, give up. Then that will be Saranagati. By memorizing this, I cannot get Saranagati. Only by memorizing. I memorize. In a minute, in a one minute, I speak. Dhanna Atmanivedan Gopchitta Bhavarama Sarakkivedana Vishnivishnavan Bhakti Anugrumata Kajyasa Bhakti Bhajyananda. Sarambha Saranagati Heyatiyar. One who has got this sixfold Saranagati, his prayer will reach the ear of Supreme Lord. But after that, what Bhakti Mundur has said? Rupa Sanatarama Dante Tinakuri Bhagavad Vipinathapur Dhubodapati. To get the Saranagati, you have to submit to a devotee who has actually surrendered. That is transcendental. Their submission is the eternal nature of the real self. Real self is so transcendental. It may be a very minutest part, but that is also transcendental. Supreme Lord is transcendental. Conscious substance. I am transcendental, part of the marginal potency of Supreme Lord. Otherwise, if I am matter, matter cannot go there. My real self is consciousness. Nobody on earth imparts materiality or imparts reality to a dead body. As long as consciousness is there, so long he is considered a person. Consciousness lives, that body has got no value. The particle of conscious potency, chit potency according to Gita, and here it is Parapagati, but Jyotana Mahaprabhu is marginal potency. He has given this very consciously. We have come out from marginal potency. But our self is eternally existing, also knowledge principle and Vishnu principle, Satchidananda. So we want to survive in this world. Nobody wants to die. We want to get knowledge. We want to get happiness. Why? Because we are Satchidananda. But now we are enveloped by the illusory energy and thinking, I am this body, false ego. And false, when there, as long as false ego will be there, other desires automatically will come. And there, when there will be obstacle to that, and you will be unbalanced. You cannot keep your balance. So, your mind will be disturbed, and you cannot perform bhajan. For that reason, you have to get this sarnagati from a sarnagata, actually surrendered soul. Realize surrendered soul. Vipassanādhāntatinakuri, bhagat-dhīdhīnavadhu padabhani. Kādhiyā-kādhiyā-vādhā, amitā-vādhāṁ, sikāya sarnagati-kāvā. By weeping, bhagat-dhīnachakuri. Please, manifest. Sarnagati is there in my real self, but I am not feeling it. Please manifest it in myself, so that I can think the I am of Krishna. All the six forms Sarnagati I can perform. That will be given by Shuddha Bhakta, and you will go through this. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, your Gurudev Sarnavarka did not teach you about Vishnu Bhakti. And no Vaishnava could enter into my palace area, in this area, in the country. Your Gurudev Sarnavarka did not give you this knowledge. Wherefore have you got this? This Vishnu Bhakti? Then what? Allah said, you have to go through this. They go on explaining. They explain. I shall spend 1 hour. But if you do not clearly understand, the doubts should not be removed. Here, Matirina Krishna Parata Satova, Vidyavata Grihabhratanam. Grihabhrata. Those who are enveloped by this subtle body and gross body, this is like a house. This is house, a property. We are not this body. We are changing the body. After 80 lakhs of birth, we have got this human birth. And God has given the discriminative power. Between good and bad, between eternal and non-eternal. You can give up non-eternal things and accept eternal to Supreme Lord and bhajan, can worship Supreme Lord. In this human birth. So in the birth of animal and other births, Supreme Lord has satisfied your desire to enjoy this world. You cannot enjoy Supreme Lord, but you have got the desire to enjoy. He has got the weakness of heart. Oh, you want to enjoy. Then he created these infinite Brahmandas. He created so many species. Go into it. There, gradually they are developing. Gradual development. 80 lakhs they are enjoying. But they have got no knowledge of discriminating power, which is bad, it is good. So there cannot be any sin there. No sin, no piety. They will not be punished. They are out of instinct. But human beings will be punished if they do something. When discriminating power is given to him and he did something wrong, then he will be punished. By creating human beings, Chaitanya, the Supreme Lord is happy because these human beings are worship me. For that in Bhagavad you will find. If you don't worshipping Supreme Lord, and if you do such things which is heinous crime, the beasts and birds are not doing, you will be severely punished. There will be reaction. The whole atmosphere is vitiated by the sinful acts of the human beings. There is no sin or piety. There is living. They have no knowledge of this. And human beings are describing. And many things may happen. Many things may happen. You may think that I have got this human birth and we can do whatever we like. Be prepared. Anything can happen. The whole world is unbalanced. For getting back the balance, there will be anything. Any natural calamity can come. You should be very careful for this. Now, this birth is only meant for worship of Supreme Lord, not for eating, sleeping, defending and mating, like distant birds. That you should not think. You will not hurry. Human beings, they do this. Te sanghavata yuktanam bhayatam prithipurvakam dhani buddhijagantam dhyanamam bhujam. But he is also gracious. If anybody sincerely tries, and impetus is given, deciding in the heart, as Paramatma, do this, and he will protect us. If anybody sincerely tries, Nahi kallana kit kashchit durgati intahato kashchati. A sincere soul will not be deceived. God will protect him. If you always think, but by your previous bad deeds, you may do something wrong, then he will forgive. That also he has said in Gita. He will forgive. Through Arjuna. It has been said, these conditioned souls, due to previous bad deeds, might have done some wrong. But if he is trying to perform bhajan, don't harsh behave harshly with him. The slope is there in the Gita. Opichet Sudarajara Bhajate Mam Ananda Bhara Sadhu Samantabha Samak Devashiti Kipram Bhavati Dharmat Masasya Chandini Katsiti Kontya Pradiyani Navi Bhakta Prasya. My devotee who is trying sincerely, I am at his back. He might have done something due to previous some wrong. But don't reproach him. Don't try to do anything against him. Then I shall be unhappy. Opiche Sudracharo. It's very possible due to previous commission. But he will repent. One who is sincere soul, if he does anything wrong, he will repent. By repentance, all his sins will be removed. He will get. But that is Here you will go to it, that there it is written that by our own efforts, by the efforts of human being conditioned souls, the whole 600 crores of human beings cannot give bhakti to anybody in this world. They themselves are there in the entangled, in the worldly temporary relations. They have got false ego and false interests. How they can give? Only a Shuddha Bhakta can give. Narada Goswami, it is said there. When one will get the dust of the feet of a Shuddha Bhakta, one will take sincerely, take shelter to the lotus feet of Shuddha Bhakta and serve him. Then his eternal nature, real self will be manifested. There is no other way. 600 crores of persons instead cannot give a single person devotion. Let me say Srimad Bhagavat. So how we can get it? Not that Bhagavan Rajan Piyati Tapayadivi, the Krishna Pitakara and Satpurushan Sevaya. In Bhagavad it is said. Bhagavad is the quintessence of our scriptures. We put question and we have heard it several times that there are the Vedas. Vedas divided by Veda Vaishnu. Rik, Sham, Jodhu, Atham. No person can do it. And he has written 18 Puranas, 6 Tamasik, 6 Rajasik, 6 Shaktik. And also he has written Vedanta, the highest scripture for the Jainis to get Brahmananda. Vedanta, he has written. He has written Mahabharata Gita. But after that, he did not get peace. Writing so many things, so human being can do. Because Vedas, Trigunna Vishwavidyana, Trigunna Bhavarjuna. Gradual procedure has been shown in the Vedas. So that all the people can gradually go up from Tamagun to Rajagun, Rajagun to Sattagun, Sattagun to Nirgun. But there is so much things about Tamasik worship, Rajasik worship, Sattik worship, everything is in Vedas. It is very difficult to understand what is the actual teaching. It is all accommodating. Without coming in contact with the sadhu, how one can have his enhancement in bhajan. Because that is in Vedas only. But in Gita Krishna said, Veda Sarva Homova Veda Vedanta Krit Veda Vidiva Chao. Veda has come from me. Actually, he is establishing me. By Shuddha Bhakti only one can get me. One can realize me. So actual teaching of the Veda is bhakti. Vedashastra kare sambandha vidya prayan. Krishna prapta sambandha bhakti prapta sadhan. Vidya nam bhakti. Prem prayan. Pushartha shri prem bhadhan. In Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the actual teaching. For that reason, after reading this, clearly he has not written. For that reason, he is not getting peace in the mind. And he went to Badrinath. He heard several times. Why should have doubt? And Narada Goswami appeared there. He was thinking about his guru. You are in peace? No, I am not in peace. I have done so many things. The enslaved jivas conditionals, they want money. have written Arthashastra so that they can get money. I have written also Dharmartha Kam so that they can fulfill their desires. Kama Shastra, Dharmartha Kam, Mokho, emancipation. And Dharma Piety, ordinary piety, but getting material benefit within this Brahmanda. But I am not getting this. All that you have, you did wrong. They have got false ego and they want these non-ideal things of the world, and you have given impetus to this. And I have also said about emancipation. Then more dangerous. You have destroyed the chance of their coming in contact with the Supreme Lord. It shall love him. You have not sung the glories of Krishna. And I have sung the glories. Where? In Mahabharata. There, with the purpose, with the aim, with the purpose to get emancipation, not for Krishna's satisfaction. You have to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna in name, form, attribute, for his satisfaction. Then you will get satisfaction. Ever heard several times, there is illustration. If you pour water at the root of the tree, the whole tree will be nourished. Whole parts of the tree. If you give food in the stomach, the whole parts of the body will be nourished. Like that, if you serve Achyuta Srihari, all the beings will be nourished. Demigods and all, my parents, I shall pay back my debts to all. Already you have heard, you sing the glories for the satisfaction of Krishna, not with the other bodies for emancipation. You have done it for the emancipation. That is not for Krishna's sake. Krishna is not satisfied. Then he gave four verses. And the person meditated and saw Krishna. And also how the conditioned souls, they are in bondage and how they can have the emancipation. Everything. After seeing, then he wrote Bhagavat. By writing Bhagavat, he got peace, actual bliss. The further question was, why? Already you are hearing about this. Nandanandan Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. No,
next question.
Nandanandan, perhaps after that.
Next question.
Nandanandan Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, but in his Prakrita Lila. Prakrita is Sanskrit, Bengali, the mundane Lila. At a certain point, he leaves Vrindavan and goes to Mathura. And then the gopis suffer separation from him. How should you understand this? If Krishna actually never leaves Vrindavan? Krishna is always in Vrindavan. Nandanandan Krishna cannot go to any other place. Krishna, if you say original Bhagavan, he is almighty. His other forms with majestic forms in Dwaraka and Mathura. He remains there and simultaneously he can remain in Braja by hiding. So that Brajavasis have got separation. In separation, where attachment to the object of worship becomes tremendous, by that they can get more higher status, ananda, which you cannot imagine. As much separation will be there, so much attachment will be to the object of worship. For that reason, to give that chance of being attached to the object of worship to Nandanandan Krishna, he has made this special term that he is not there. And they are thinking, he has gone to Dwaraka or Mathura. Actually, he is there. And it is also his interest. By separation, greed, there will be so much attachment to Krishna that Krishna is all bliss. And as much attachment we should have to Krishna, so much ananda. Inside there is ananda, outside it may think that he is in pain, separation greed. Like, not in this world, non-eternal relation. If non-eternal relation, anybody dies, then we shall have to repent for this, and we shall have got lamentation for this, and all this. Bereavement will come. But there, that bereavement is not there. It is there only separation grief from Krishna, so much that they are weeping, and inside they are having the touch of Krishna more and more. And after that, when Krishna again appears, that appearance, so much ananda, more tremendous ananda, which you cannot imagine. But that is it. He does this, he is almighty. If you say he cannot do, then he will lose the absolute position. He does this for the satisfaction of the devotees. So that he is not there, that thing, he is not there. He is in Dwaraka. And they have got separation grief. And ultimately, Krishna sent his own devotee Uddhav. And Uddhav came to Vrindavan. And seeing the devotion, devout devotion, strong devotion of the gopis, he was astonished. He wanted to be born there as creeper, as herbs, as sand dust, so that he can get the touch of the gopis. It is said, the Nandanarandan, Sri Krishna, never leaves Vrindavan. Never leaves. He actually, Nandanarandan Krishna is there. Nandanarandan Krishna cannot go outside. Nandanarandan Krishna, nobody will be able to understand. Even Brahma couldn't understand. Make the pestilence of not understanding. Other people will never leave. He was in his majesty aspect. Some majestic form is there in Mathura. And more in Dwaraka. There. He was king. By seeing a king, how this sweet braja, delightful relation can come. So, only Nandana Krishna cannot leave, never leave Vrindavan. Wherever Nandana Krishna is there, Vrindavan is there. Next question. When a Bhaktajit reaches impersonal liberation and realizes Brahmananda, does he actually transcends his ahankar, or is the ahankar still persist in a subtle form? We have heard that even in Brahmananda, the jiva can fall back into the material ocean. Brahmananda, you see, you will find Jannara Bindakshama Mukta Manas Tadjata Bhava Vishuddha Buddha Arudra Krishna Parampadam Padam Padam Panadya Jishma Dankaya. Brahma is prayer to Sri Krishna. Those who have got a belief in the personality of Sri Krishna, when they are the person, the limitation, like that. They do not adore Sri Krishna. And they want to get Brahmananda. By their own endeavor, there is some distance. But they fall down, committing offense at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. But those who have got belief in the personality of Supreme Lord, Vishnu, Narayana or Krishna, they can get Brahmananda. They can get Brahmananda by Krishna's grace. And those who have got a belief, they think that by our own endeavor we can get. No. All fruits are given by Supreme Lord. Sukadev and Brahmananda, Jyotishan Brahmananda, they have the belief in the personality of them. But they want to merge themselves in the impersonal form of God. They have got. Now others, those who have got no belief in the Supreme Lord, they may try, they may perform penance, and they may go up to their place where actual Brahmananda is there, not there. But they can't reach the actual Brahmananda place. Brahmananda is the halo of the person of Supreme Lord. By reaching to some extent to that position, they will fall down. Because of their offense. It is has been written in Bhagavat. But for a Tathanate Madhavatabhagavate, Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee, always taking shelter of Supreme Lord. They may move by putting their foot on the persons who are doing something against their devotion without any difficulty by the grace of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is protecting them. Shuddha Bhakta. In different Puranas are different stories about the creation of the universe. Also other stories about the appearance of Govardhan are different in different Puranas. How can you explain the difference in stories? Story word is not befitting. Story is something fictitious. We think it is not story. Whenever we don't comprehend, we say story. All right, we are not seeing Krishna and Krishna's manifestations. If an astronomer comes, once astronomer came to Assam, he had got big mot there in Guwahati, 4 mots. And there he explained all the stories. You are astonished to hear. By this materialized, the knowledge materialized. You could not comprehend. But there are such two stars there, they are many times bigger than the solar system here. They have seen something, and there is some star is some at such distance, light has not come here. In this world, we cannot imagine this, and that is beyond this mundane, non-internal sense organs. Even in Brahmandas, Supreme Lord has created infinite Brahmandas. Supreme Lord cannot be comprehended by the conditions of the world. He has got infinite potency, not 3 potency. Infinite potency, infinite living beings, infinite worlds, infinite. Everything is infinite. If you can comprehend, then infinite will lose its absolute position. All is infinite. Every manifestation is infinite. Infinite jivas, infinite worlds, infinite energies, infinite Brahmanas. When you will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Brahma came to see at Dwarka, it's a small, like a point, this world is in this infinite planet, small planet. That Dwarka appeared. That Dwarka as Krishna is the king. And Brahma wanted to see. There was a guard. Guard went to Supreme Lord. That one Brahma, the father of Shanak, has come to meet him. No, at first he did not say this. But Brahma has come to see. Which Brahma? Which Brahma? Then he came. Krishna asked, which Brahma? Which Brahma? I am the only Brahma. I am the four-faced Brahma. I am the creator Brahma. I am the father of Manak. Then that God came, the father of Sanat Brahma, for Pitharat. All right. Bring him. He was there. Everything is work okay. Another Brahma came, the eighth fish. He was sitting there. Double. I was four fish, eighth fish. Then after that, sometimes 16 fish, 32 fish, 100 fish, 1,000 fish. He became a glowworm, nothing. What is this? They are very speaking. Brahma could not understand. It is beyond our comprehension. In different Puranas, what is going on? Puran is the, our Sanskrit scripture is the saying of Supreme Lord. It cannot be story. It is real. But we cannot comprehend. So we say it is unreal. We say like that. So we should not use the word story. I have also asked our friends there in America, they are printing Dasavatar. You should use the word avatar, not incarnation. Incarnation is used for human beings. Adopt some words. Avatar, descend. Supreme Lord is descending. Like that. About the creation of the universe, also other stories about the appearance of Govardhan. So many wonder there. Govardhan's appearance, Krishna's appearance is infinite. Now here it is, Krishna's appearance ends. In another 100 starts. Eternal. There are so many planets, so many things. You have got no knowledge. All pastimes of Sri Krishna, his appearance, his childhood, his boyhood, everything, his adolescent age, everything is going on eternally. If you have to believe, then you try to explain as the stars. You explain there. You are seeing by your own eyes. There. Astronaut will say something which you cannot say. Oh, astronaut, I believe. Astronaut, they are saying. But if it is Supreme Lord says, it is not. Are those who are personal associates with Supreme Lord, they know Supreme Lord everything? No, I will not believe this. They are brainless. Now what is this?
Next question.
Now I am running like a Rajdhani Express here. Why is Bhakti Yoga and chanting of Harinam not clearly mentioned in the early Vedas, like the Rig Veda, Sangita? If chanting of the holy name is the best of all practices, why is it not explicitly mentioned here? Already I have said that Vedas is for the benefit of all. There is also evidence about mantra Harinam, but not in detail, because he is giving, Vedas are giving scope to all status persons, tamasic, rajasic, sattvic, all status persons, how they can gradually go up. And also you will find about the Harinam, that is also written in Om Ash Jananta Namachit Vivaktan Masti Vishnusmati Madamahe. You will find in Rig Veda. It is there. Not there is not the thing. But you will find the Vedas teaching is Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is first question, sambandha with your prayer. What is sambandha? We have got relation with Krishna. Krishna Paipatanta. Highest object to achieve is Krishna. Bhakti practice sadhana. Bhakti is only because there is no equal to him or more than him. Without his grace, without his desire, nobody can get him. If they, yes, we can get him by our own effort, then he will lose his position. So only way is to get Supreme Lord is to fulfill his desire. If by his desire we can get it, he will lose, he will not lose his position. By our desire he will get, then he will be subservient to us. Wrong. And I already have heard Badrinarayan, Veda Vaishnavi had to go to Badrinarayan. After writing, after dividing, after classifying Vedas, and all these things, he could not get peace. And he had been to Badrinarayan. And he was caught by Narada Goswami. And also in the Gita, Vedasarvabhavavedanta, Vedvijan. Vedas comes from Supreme Lord. Vedas are the exhalation of Supreme Lord. The cause of Veda is Supreme Lord. Now, once I had been to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, one sannyasi who took sannyas and also mantra from our Gurudev. And he was asked to remain with me in one room. But he had got some sort of Mayavad Vita, some sort of there will be no form. There cannot be any form. If there is a form, then liberation comes. So ultimately all will merge in impersonal formless Brahma. I am giving him all instance, all this, but he is speaking to his person. Ultimately I said, where from you got our Gurudev did not say you? Where from? Our previous Guru. Who is your Guru? Where from? Give me some instance that he has got this knowledge from a impersonal. From an impersonal person. Anybody has got the knowledge from an impersonal. You have got the knowledge from the person. And that knowledge also from the person. And here in Gita also, Krishna in person. Krishna, Bhagavan Uvacha. Don't impersonal, there is no case law you can quote that anything you have got without any person. I have got this from the devotees, Siksha Guru. Supreme Lord, from Supreme Lord, Vedas come. And through that, perceptual charity is descending. You give me some proof that you have got it from an impersonal, zero, cipher, you have got it, this knowledge. Now, can you prove it? If you want, I can send in writing also, in detail. Oh, you are seeing. Yes, I am very glad to see Vidyapati. That's true. That's true. After so long a time. Today I am restricted to give answers. of all questions. And another day when it will be? Next Sunday. I shall get some time. But now, just after meeting here, attend this and this, he said that I am going to give the answer to the questions. So if you want in detail, I can write it and send. Oh.
Okay, devotees, now we will have some sankirtan in just a couple of minutes, please.
He also knows Anantaram.